In the end, the case has been resolved, and yet, still nothing makes sense. What does such a person actually look like on the inside? If only one might penetrate the queer convolutions and probe inside the culprit's mind. Although tomorrow, I would rather not find myself in there. Got the second and last petition for mercy from execution by death sentence was refused today by the Lucerne Grand Council. Even the murderer of a child was safe from the fall of the axe last time. But for this swap, of course, no one lifts a finger. It's been 10 years since the death penalty was reintroduced in Lucerne, and he's the first one to actually face execution by guillotine. A strange fellow God he was. A cunning and fanciful spinner of yarns, a charming and pathological prevaricator, and a dangerous, perfidious and violent narcissus. Why would he do such a thing? Just because he can? Is it the exercise of a sort of divine mastery over the powerless? Enjoyment? Titillation? Does such perverted debauchery satiate him? And why did he not stop to consider the consequences to himself? Did he think he could escape with impunity? Was it really so amusing to fool the empty-haired Constable Jans, to lead him around by the nose? And at the end of the day, do I not perhaps even feel some sympathy for this deplorable lackey?